Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR, on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic now.
It's 3:30, and you know what that means. Time for us to hold up the headlines.
Hold them up, baby.
That's right.
With a little snark. A
little bit. Smidge. It's Friday. All right, Becky Lynn, you got the headlines. We'll hold them up. Here we go.
All right, KTAR Eyes on Education. The program that lets taxpayer dollars be used for private school tuition and other expenses is not going to be on the 2024 ballot.
The Arizona Secretary of State's office confirms not enough signatures were collected to let voters decide if the Empowerment Scholarship Account program is expanded to all K-12 students. Instead, a state law allowing the program to expand will go into effect. More than 12,000 applications have already been submitted for this expanded version of the ESA program, and parents have until October 15 to apply for the first round of funds that will be allocated. They can apply by visiting the Arizona Department of Education's website. Grizel DeSatino, KTAR News.
Holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
Ducey doesn't care about public schools. He doesn't care about paying teachers. What he does care about is giving more money to rich people, because that's where this money's going to go. These kids are already in private schools, and they're going to get $7,000. Their parents are going to get $7,000 to help pay for it. By the way, if you were wondering, what was it, 2018? We all voted against this.
An expansion of what's already out there.
We voted against this crap. And Ducey doesn't care, because he's just going to do what he wants when he wants. And I just think it's just too bad it's not going to end up on the ballot so we could vote the right way again. But we've got a governor who doesn't care about your kids' education. He cares about your kids' education if you're rich, and that's about it.
But 12,000 people already applied for it, so I'm having a feeling that once people find out about it, we'll see what that looks like, or if it's going to be the same thing, where it's just more people who are already in private schools are taking advantage of the $7,000. We're holding up the headlines.
Still on education, Governor Ducey is allocating $15 million to the Arizona Teachers Academy this year to help meet growing demand. The program provides scholarships to those who want to pursue a career in teaching. Fred Duvall with the Arizona Board of Regents estimates at least 500 students were on a wait list because there weren't enough funds to cover their tuition.
NAU was going to eliminate its summer program. The other schools were prioritizing, I think, rationally, those students who had already been admitted into the academy but not admitting any new students.
He says this new funding will help eliminate the wait list and the cutbacks.
We have more people teaching our kids who shouldn't be there.
Now we got money to put it into people who do want to be there.
Yeah, we've got people teaching our kids in Arizona who aren't even teachers. Because Ducey said, hey, listen, if you're hanging out on the sidewalk, I'll get you into a classroom.
I don't know if he said that, but I think it was a little bit different. Still,
maybe it's a little different.
But the reality is there's $15 million, but we still need to figure out. Everybody wants to pay the teachers. Nobody wants to pay the taxes to pay the teachers.
We're holding up the headlines.
The Drug Enforcement Agency trying to make a dent in the supply of fentanyl, seizing more than 10 million fake pills and 980 pounds of the deadly drug in a 3.5-month span. KTAR's Colton Krolak is live in the news center now with more.
The recent Drug Enforcement Agency surge is part of a nationwide One Pill Can Kill initiative. DEA Phoenix Special Agent in Charge Sherry Oz describes the danger.
These pills are deadly. They have a lethal dose of fentanyl in over 44% of the pills that we're seizing.
Phoenix alone seized more than 8 million pills from May to September. Oz implores the public to be outraged and say no to these drugs.
When we're talking about one pill can kill, we're talking about one pill one time, and you don't get a second chance.
Reporting live in the news center, Colton Krolak, KTAR News.
You know what's scary about that? 44%. So think of this. If you are going out there and you're going to a party and you buy 10 pills, you think, oh, God, four of those things, in theory, have enough to kill you and your friends.
I think it's come to the point where it's like, we got to show kids what happens when somebody takes fentanyl.
Yeah.
We have to actually show them what happens to a person who takes
a little scared thing. Straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, you really have to have the conversation with your kids, because this is killing people. And it's like the story we told the other day of a kid in California thought she was buying something for anxiety and just bought it from someone else at school. A Xanax killed her. Laced with fentanyl. What you think you're buying isn't what you really want.
Yep.
What you think you're buying
is the last day of your life.
We're holding up the headlines.
Hurricane Ian, now a post-tropical cyclone after making its latest landfall today over South Carolina. The storm leaving a trail of destruction, and it isn't done yet.
Hurricane Ian making landfall on South Carolina's coast near Georgetown, not far from Myrtle Beach Friday, barreling inland and toward mid-Atlantic states. National Weather Service Director Ken Graham on Ian's reach when it hit.
It's not just that center point. It really is it's been a large storm for most of its lifetime.
It's the fourth time Ian has made landfall in the U.S., the most devastating Florida's southwest coast near Fort Myers, where Ian hit as a Category 4 hurricane. Search and rescues continue by air and boat in flooded areas. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
It's going to be days, weeks, and months before they get back power to a lot of people, but the scary thing is, we have no idea how many people are missing or dead, and what's going to happen in South Carolina is it's going to drench them like they could not believe over the next couple of days, and they're getting ready to feel not the winds, but the massive amount of water this thing's brought with it.
Yeah, and, the aftermath of what took place, I think we're really going to be able to see it. I know this sounds weird on Sunday Night Football, because they will play the game in Tampa Bay,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So you got a lot of football fans that are going to watch this, Tampa, Kansas City, but they're going to show you what happened.
I'm interested to see how many people show up at the game.
Yeah, no, it's true. But they're also, the NBC is going to show you some of the disaster around there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're going to put phone numbers up and ways you can text to help.
To help.
So, a few days outside of the storm now, we're probably going to really get a good,
a good sense of everything's pulled back and the water's dried out. Yeah.
Holding up the headlines.
This summer's monsoon was much needed, with 98% of the state in drought 3 months ago. James Sawtell with the National Weather Service says that has now been sliced to 57%.
Certainly for the short term, the monsoon rainfall that we've attained has been very beneficial for the area.
And thanks to the persistent monsoon moisture, Phoenix only saw one day of 115-degree heat this summer, and that rarely happens.
Wait,
monsoon ends today.
Say that again?
We only had one day of 115-degree heat.
Yeah.
The entire summer.
What?
How awesome was that?
One day of 115? So does it mean it didn't get over 115?
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't get over 115
not
at
all
this summer.
Long. How amazing. And he even told the date, July 11th is what
that's
it says.
Incredible.
And we had a lot of days that were 105, 106.
Yeah.
We had, and there were times when the monsoons would come. And I sent a couple pictures. It's August, and it's like, it's 75 out here. It's insane.
Wow. One day at 115. Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, it was
a great summer.
I'll take that.
Well,
remember the last time, Becky Lynn? I don't remember the last time that happened.
No, I don't.
Because you get those weeks where it doesn't go under 100 overnight. And then, your body is just like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. We're holding up the headlines.
Well, it won't make you a millionaire, but there is a local lottery you might be able to win. Starting tomorrow, you can enter a ticket lottery for a chance to tour Tovery Castle. Now, that's that iconic wedding cake castle that's located near the 202 in Van Buren. You drive by it all the time. You know you do. The historic dwelling is reopening for tours, but tickets are only available through an online ticket lottery, and it starts tomorrow and runs through October 15th. If you want to enter for a chance to tour the castle, go to ToveryCastleTours.com. That's spelled T-O-V-E-R-A, CastleTours.com, or you can go to KTAR.com for more.
I got nothing.
I've been on a tour of Tovery Castle.
Well, tell us about it.
I'm Googling
it now. What happens at the Tovery Castle?
Well, you'll go. You can't go all the way to the top. I will tell you that.
Why am I going?
Well, the reason you can't go all the way to the top, I learned this, there are no emergency exits up there.
So what?
Well, it's now a historic place, and they have the public in. You get to go. There's all kinds of interesting things that are still in there. But surprisingly, it's not nearly as big as you're going to think it is. You're going to get in there and go, this is it?
I'm looking at it online.
I'm telling you, this lottery, it's like, it's hard to get a ticket. That's how many people want to tour it. Seriously.
I don't think that's it. People really want to go tour this thing?
They have been having the lotteries for the tours for some years now. They do it twice a year.
Who are the people that are lottery wanters and winners?
People in the valley or tourists. I don't know, but I'm telling you.
I'm a hard no.
I have entered it and not gotten a ticket. The only way I got a ticket was somebody else I know entered, got four, and asked if I would want one of them.
And lovely, lovely. You guys make inside, it sound like it's Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
It might be.
Except for the part where there's no Willy and Wonka or chocolate.
Is there food there? Can we eat or no?
No.
So just walk around.
Not even
it's just to enrich your mind.
Yeah.
No, I'll read a book. That.
Yeah, I didn't figure you'd like to do that.
That'll do it for Holding Up the Headlines every day at 3:30. Becky Lynn reads the news. Gatos and Chad, we interrupt, react, and throw a little snark in there.